The Pri Tzadik in his second, Os Beis, of Parshas Bereishis, not the part in which he discusses Kedusha Shabbos, is a very, very lengthy section on Kedusha Shabbos, and then another lengthy section called Kuntras Shavisa Shabbos. But in his section of actual Parshas Bereishis, he cites the Medrash. The Medrash in Bereishis, it's a Medrash Rabbah, Paragimel, Medrash Hay, speaks about the five times that the word Or appears. Now, obviously, the appearance of Or in Sefer Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, is more resonant than, let's say, grass, and more resonant than oceans, and more resonant than... And, of course, there's different reference points for the emergence and the appearance of Or. On the first day, the entire world is covered with Choshech, Choshech HaPnei Sehom. There's no world yet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Or. And then on the fourth day, the Or is associated with the sun, and the Choshech is associated with the moon. So Or is not just an element or a component of creation. It's obviously iconic. It suggests the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the Or, the physical Or, doesn't necessarily correspond directly to the Or Hashem, but metaphorically it reminds us that there's more than just light rays that are being introduced into our universe. To highlight this metaphor, this correspondence between the actual light and the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual light, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash notes the five occurrences of Or correlating to the Chamisha Chom Sheitar. And that's pretty much the Medrash that many are familiar with. The numbers stack up, the numbers work out, five appearances of the word Or, five Chumashim in the Torah. Or means, of course, light, but it also means the spiritual presence of Hashem. But for Tzadok, the emergence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence of the Or Hashem can be seen, not just in general terms, five for five, but if you carefully read each day and the way that the Or is, or each iteration, each mention of Or, and then you try to read each Sefer globally, not just a particular pasuk within the Sefer, but what happens in Sefer Bereishis? What happens? What occurs in Shemos? What's the theme? What's the motif of Vayikra? And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence advance in this world? And how can that be likened to Or? And how can that be seen in the details of the corresponding mention of Or in Sheish Yisrei Bereishis? So there's a precision and a specificity with which Reb Tzadok reads this Medrash. Reading each appearance of the word Or, tracing it to its corresponding Chumash or corresponding Sefer, and discerning within that Sefer exactly how the Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu advanced. So for example, the first Sefer is obvious. The first Sefer of Bereishis corresponds to the first mention of Or, Yihi Or, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends Or to exist. There's no separation between light and darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just asserts Or. And Sefer Bereishis is the book of creation, of creating humanity. Humanity then transforms into one people that have a predilection and a suitability to receive the divine word and to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the potential. I would say Bereishis is potential. People who can serve, and as Utsada calls it, these are Kabbalistic terms, who can serve as Kalim, as vehicles or vessels or mechanisms to receive Hashem's Or. So Hashem's Or hasn't yet been delivered, but Yihi Hashem, almost as if in human terms, again in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's terms, once Hashem announces it, it happens, but if we're reading it as human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing the interest, the agenda, so that there should be Or. So the way Reb Tzadok refers to it, Shenitzachu Nefashos Shu Kalim LeKabbalas Or. We need now Kalim, we need people that are able to receive Hashem's Or, and transmitted and transferred. Vehim kala nefashos she'avru b'sefer Bereishis. All the souls we read about in Bereishis, of course in Bereishis and Noach, nondescript human beings who lived and died, but yielding the Shvatim, yielding Am Yisrael, who can receive Hashem's Or. The second sefer corresponds to the word Vayhi Or. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has removed us from Mitzrayim in Sefer Shemos, delivered his Torah, Mitzrayim, which occupies the first four sections of Shemos, isn't just incidental to this process, but the achieving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Or has to flow or has to be preceded by Yisurin, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that first day is responding to the choshech al pnei sahom, yihi or vayihi or. So that or can only be born through tribulation and through suffering. And the Torah is delivered, and ultimately the intention, as it were, because again, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, there is no intention, but in human terms, the intention expressed corresponding to Sefer Bereishis, Yehi Or, is now eventualized or actualized in Vayehi Or through the second Sefer Shemos. Now it gets a little bit more subtle. To be able to see Bereishis and Shemos and tag them to these two mentions of Or in Parshas Bereishis, I'd say it's relatively easy, but it's straightforward. Yehi Or is an expression of an interest. People are being born or are created in order to yield a nation that can accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And indeed they do, in the backdrop or the aftermath of Mitzrayim, and there's light. What about Vayikra? Vayikra corresponds to Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Tov. How does that correspond to Vayikra? Vayikra seems to be very humdrum, very little revolutionary about Vayikra. What new or was introduced? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu notice something? Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Tov. What does he notice in Sefer Vayikra? And the answer is, Vayikra is suffused with halachos. And this models the ability of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to percolate and to infiltrate details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers the Torah and Shemos, generalities, peoplehood, nationhood, holidays, festivals, social ethics, Parshas Mishpatim, penitence, kapara, atonement, Parshas Kitisa, House of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Vayikra is very, very detailed, and those details begin in the Mishkan, but ultimately radiate even to the Machaneh. So the ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Or, not just to be realized in grand and general terms, but even in adherence to and study of details, is the theme or one of the themes of Vayikra. Now, he doesn't really explain why Hashem calls this Tov. It's an advance, it's another level, it's a progression, but this is certainly some new facet of Or that didn't exist in Shemos and merits its own mention of Or, Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Tov. The next mention of Or is Vayavdel Elokim Bein Ha'or Levein HaChoshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates. How does separation relate to Sefer Bamidbar? That's even more tricky. Sefer Bamidbar is framed by two different generations. The generation who left Egypt, who are primed, about to enter Israel, but fell traumatically and drastically through repeated mutinies. And then the nation that is ultimately merited or privileged to enter Israel, the Nichnasei Haaretz. According to many sources in the Zohar, that is not just a division of generations, but that division of generations represents two different forms of Torah. People who left Egypt, they received Torah Shebichsav. There were 600,000 people. The Torah has about 300,000 letters. That's more or less the way that they correspond to the Torah. Yoshua receives Torah Shebaal Peh. Zohar says that Moshe Rabbeinu delivers Torah Shebaal Peh to Yehoshua. He delivers Torah Shebichsav to the Levim. So that's why you see Moshe Rabbeinu delivering the actual Sefer Torah to the Levim, the possessors and the protectors and the preservers of Torah Shebichsav, but he delivers Torah Shebaal Peh to Yoshua. Now, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh are contrasted by various statements in the Gemara, in the Zohar, to day versus night. The Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, talks about an Or Gadol, a great light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserves for people who study Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebaal Peh is so dark and it's so hard and so confusing that their commitment and their dedication to study this corpus of Torah warrants them receiving some special light. The Tanchum in Parshas Kitisa actually says that Moshe Rabbeinu studied Torah Shebichsav during the day and Torah Shebaal Peh at night. There's a lot of association between Torah Shebichsav during the day, Torah Shebaal Peh at night. Famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Dalet, Pasuk in Eicha b'machashakim o'shivani, ki mesei olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me through darkness, zeh Talmud Shel Bavel. Not just because it emerged in Bavel, a very dark period, but because it's more difficult. Tanakh is more lucid, is more visible, is more transparent. Shas is difficult, it's chaotic, it's taxing. and there's a night quality to it. And that's why Yehoshua, the Gemara in Bava Basra, compares Yehoshua's face to the face of the moon. We typically assume that this means he reflected Moshe's glory, but the moon is the controller, the dominant force at night. So Yeshua, to whom Torah Shebaal Peh was delivered, is equated with night. Which means that you've got two generations in Bamidbar, one generation that excels in Torah Shebichsav, one generation that advances Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the separation of Bamidbar, and that's the metaphoric separation on that fourth day. Kodesh Baruch Hu on that fourth day separated the day and the night. Remember, there's light and darkness, but we don't have day and night until the fourth day. Kodesh Baruch Hu separates the two, creating two different ideas of Torah, one of Torah Shebaal Chasav during the day, one of Torah Shebaal Peh at night, and those two begin to split in Sefer Bamidbar. We've got two generations. Finally, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom V'Lachoshech Kara Laila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Or as Yom and to the Choshech as Laila. This is the final mention of Or. Again, keep in mind it's the final mention of Or on the first day. There's mentions of Or on the fourth day, but all these five iterations of Or are included or emerge on that first day, Yom Echad. And Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom, this is associated with Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is Mishneh Torah. Repetition, for Tzadok, always lends durability and always lends enduring quality. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated this meant that his Or would exist in this world eternally. So Devarim doesn't really introduce any new feature. Of course, it doesn't introduce any new or that much new in terms of the text and the content. It's a Mishneh Torah. It's a repetition of the Torah. It's a repetition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Or, so that it has lasting power, so that it's not something which is temporary. So again, what's fascinating about Rav Tzadok is reading the Mishnah not just as a five-to-five correspondence or five mentions of the word Or and five Sifrei Torah, because now it's a round number, it's an important and symbolic number, but that each evolution of Or corresponds to a different Sefer, and the words themselves tell us what happens in that Sefer vis-a-vis advancing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. Bereishis creates potential. Shmos delivers the Or. Vayikra allows that to trickle down to details. Bamidbar creates the division, Vayavdil, between Torah Shebaal Chasav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the two generations. Devarim takes this entire system and repeats it to create more endurance and something of greater permanence. And by reading the Torah, we're reading a narrative or a timeline of the evolution of Hashem's presence in our world.